Every podcast topic is crafted and led with the thought of you in mind. And just like this podcast, I also have a published book. It's called Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman. You know, pearls are so precious you would want to protect them. But the same cannot be said about these pearls of wisdom that I've gained along the way. In my book, I've covered all the bases for living a life free from sexual compromise. I want you to have these pearls and I want you to pass them on to others around you. If this 30-second plug has captured your attention at all, you need to get the book Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, written by me, your host, Berthina Jackson. Head to Amazon.com to get your copy.
Ladies, your natural instinct is to worry. You worry about your children, your health, your relationship, and everything else under the sun. It's a classic case of worry wart syndrome. If you tend to worry needlessly, you are not alone. Welcome to the She Strives With Faith podcast with Berthina Jackson. Berthina is a two-time divorcee, single mother, and war veteran who suffered from anxiety, but learned to let go and let God. Berthina will share captivating and down-to-earth conversations on how to strive by faith. Here's your host, Berthina Jackson.
Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome back to the She Strives With Faith podcast. This is your host, Lady B. Celeste. So listen, ladies, I'm switching things up just a little bit. I am going to share a personal story with you. True story. I am not making this stuff up. So this is what I want you to do. Picture this. It's 1994, and I'm stationed in Naples, Italy, serving in the United States Navy. I find myself at this military event called the Religious Program Support Anniversary. So there I am, sitting at a table with a whole bunch of sailors, maybe around 20 to 25 of us. We are celebrating the anniversary of our career field. Religious program specialists are administrative assistants to the military chaplain. And so we were a very young career field. We hadn't even been around that long. I think we got started in 1977. So we were kind of like a baby career in comparison to other career fields, or what we call a rating in the military. So anyway, this was a big deal for us because we were getting together to have some fun, to celebrate the milestones of being a religious program support specialist. So anyway, across the table, there's this guy. And for some reason, I'm intrigued by him. He catches my eye and I'm like, whoa, he's kind of cute, you know? But I'm a total girly girl, you know? Well, more like a sophisticated lady. So I'm not one to go up and introduce myself or try to show a guy I'm interested. My mother said to me a long time ago, baby, show them with your eyes that you're interested. So that was like her wisdom to me. So with Mama's advice ringing in my ears, I've always waited for the man to take the lead because, well, that's just how I was brought up. So yeah, I don't chase after men. They chase after me. And it's not about being arrogant or conceited. It's just who I am. It's part of my nature. So after the event, he comes up to me, introduces himself, and I think, okay, he seems nice. Polite, well-dressed, smells good, all that good stuff. He was the right height, the right body type, because I like bodybuilder type, right? I like the men who are in great physical shape. He checked all the boxes. So anyway, I give him my office phone number because back then, I don't even think we had phones in Naples, Italy. Like, I don't remember having a phone at the house that I stayed in Naples, Italy. Now, maybe we did, and it just slipped my mind. It's been a while. But I do remember giving him the office phone number. So while I was supposed to be working, I sneak off and chat with him on the phone while I was at work. You see, we were in the same career field. He called under the guise of needing something work related, maybe asking about what we were working on at the office, the services we offered, you name it, whatever it took to get me on the phone and to make it appear like it was professional. So anyway, we exchange information and all of that, but really we were just enjoying each other's company, laughing, connecting, getting to know each other on company time. And before we knew it, those phone calls turned into something more. You see, I was stationed in Naples and he was stationed in Gaeta, Italy, which was a 45-minute drive from Naples. We started visiting each other, spending nights at his place and mine. Now, deep down, I knew I shouldn't have been sleeping with him while trying to stay true to my faith. But I found myself repenting over and over and over again. Y'all know how we do it. We do wrong and then we just ask God to forgive us. So we're taking advantage of God's grace. And I'm not advising you to do that. But that was my story back then. Eventually, I realized God was telling me to stop apologizing because I didn't truly mean it. To be honest with you, I was still doing what I was doing. I mean, I was still having sex outside of the marriage. Let's keep it real. Anyway, so ladies, I tried so hard to do what was right, but I couldn't deny that it was lust, not love, guiding me. You ever been through something like that before? Can you relate? I know you can. I know you can. So anyway, let me continue with the story. Because I'm going to tell you this, when a guy has you all tangled up in your thoughts, it's like your common sense and your female intuition is on vacation. All you crave is to be around him every second of the day. And that's just how it goes when you're caught up in the thrill of a new relationship. Especially those first few months when everything's on fire. Whew. And let me tell you, this guy had me traveling across Italy from Naples to Vicenza just to spend a weekend with him before he left for some special assignment. That's how hooked he had me. Listen, ladies, listen. He convinced me to go on a road trip. Now, listen, I didn't know a lick of Italian. And those road signs might as well have been in hieroglyphics for all I understood. All I had was a road map, which turned out to be a godsend when I had to stop at an Italian gas station and stumble through asking for directions in my broken Italian. Yeah, it was a weekend trip. I started on Friday after work, and it was supposed to be, you know, Friday through Sunday. I left out that detail. So anyway, as I stopped at the gas station, the people there, the Italians, they tried their best to help me out with hand gestures and pointing. But let me tell you, back in 1994, GPS wasn't even a thing. So I did my best to remember their instructions. I trudged back to my car, feeling utterly frustrated that I even agreed to this rendezvous. Girl, the things that we do for a man, right? So let me tell you, the car I was driving wasn't exactly the most reliable, so I was really taking a chance. I swear, I was waiting for it to start smoking and break down on the road, on the side of the road any minute, leaving me stranded with nobody around to lend a hand. But hey, thankfully, that nightmare scenario never happened. I just kept thinking positive thoughts, thanking God for watching over me and keeping me safe, and eventually I made it to my destination. It was a little military base in Vicenza. And let me be real with you. I didn't even pay attention to the beautiful scenery along the way. All I could think about was seeing my baby. So I spent a day and a half hanging out with my honey bunny. Honestly, all we wanted was to see each other, have a little hanky panky, because we knew we wouldn't be seeing each other for at least 6 months with him being assigned special military duty and all. So when I got there, he had a room all set up and waiting for me. We had our little moment of fun, and let me tell you, it was memorable, but Sunday came way too soon. It was time for me to pack up and hit the road again. We kissed, we hugged, we kissed some more, and then I turned to leave. So there I am, cruising along, all happy and giddy, lost in thought about my sweetie pie, when the car starts acting up. It's losing speed, and I'm like, oh my goodness, don't you dare quit on me, Betsy. Yep, that's what I call my little British car. I'm trying not to freak out. I switch to praying mode. You know how it goes when you're in trouble and start calling out to Jesus for a hand. Those prayers are powerful. Then out of the blue, Betsy picks up speed and I let out a huge sigh of relief. I was so scared that she'd give up on me. This is 1994. Okay, then I'm talking about. There is no such thing as a cell phone and definitely no payphones along the Italian highway. Oh my goodness. This was not the time for Betsy to quit on me. The military don't mess around, y'all. You miss duty, then you're marked UA or unauthorized absence. And let me tell you, UA means nothing but trouble. There goes my shot at promotion, okay? And if you don't know anything about being an E4 in the military, I'll let you in on a secret. They're not exactly swimming in cash. I'm talking scraping by, maybe even qualifying for welfare kind of tight on money situation. So anyway, the idea of missing out on that promotion had me praying harder than ever, just hoping I make it back safely. I said, God help me. With less than an hour left to go, Betsy decided to act up on me again. This time I had to pull over on the median. My worst nightmare had come true. I was stranded on the side of the road while everyone else zipped past me. As I sat there wondering what to do, the tears started streaming down my cheeks like a water faucet. My eyes began to burn from the mascara. My nose was running like Niagara Falls, and I couldn't find any freaking tissue. So I used the sleeve of my shirt. And as I was wiping my face, I couldn't help but curse my boyfriend for talking me into a 3-hour drive to see him. All I could think was, I'm an American in a foreign land. Anything could happen. And he wouldn't even know. Yeah, that's the kind of boyfriend I had. Then I got mad at myself. How stupid was I to say yes when he's the one who signed up for a special assignment just 3 months into our relationship? Then I told myself, stop crying, Berthina. Tears aren't going to fix a thing. So there I sat in utter silence for what seemed like an eternity, though it was probably just a few minutes. And then it dawned on me like a sudden thunderbolt. I halted my internal criticism and came to a stark realization. The man that I was in relationship with was selfish. With that understanding came a weighty question. Could I truly endure his selfishness? I mean, it was a sobering thought, one I knew I have to confront when he returned from his special assignment. Yeah. So what's the big takeaway? Well, avoid getting involved with someone who's constantly putting their needs before yours. Successful relationships are built on mutual care and consideration, not selfishness. If you're the one constantly carrying the load while he's just coasting along, it's time to reconsider if he's really the one for you. And number two, don't forget to bring one of those books that help you speak the language of the country you are visiting so you can communicate. Yeah. Oh, wait. I almost forgot the ending. Bessie decided she just needed a break from all that driving, and she fired right back up after 20 minutes. In fact, I made it back to Naples without anyone suspecting a thing. To God be the glory. So listen, ladies, that's my story that I wanted to share with you. I hope it blessed you. I hope that you can glean from it, learn from it, and get your own takeaway from the story that I shared. I love you with the love of Jesus. I want you to have a fabulous day, okay? Be courageous, be powerful, be the amazing woman that God has created you to be. Always speak positive words of affirmation over yourself. I love you. We'll talk again. Thank you for joining me. Until next time, keep hope alive, keep faith alive. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the She Strives with Faith podcast. To hear more about how you can tap into the power of striving with faith, join her next week. If you found value in the episode, give her a rating or tell a friend about the show. Follow Berthina on Facebook and Instagram for a more personal chat. Until next time, strive to keep faith alive.
Thank you so much for listening. It was really great spending time with you. Once again, I'm Berthina Jackson, author of Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, purchasable at Amazon.com. Feel free to reach out to me on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Till next time, Berthina.